This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NCAA basketball tournament begins next week, which means that teams not normally considered automatic have earned automatic berths via their respective conference tourneys. Coastal Carolina is in for the first time since 1993. Delaware is back for the first time in 15 years. American, Manhattan, Mount St. Mary's, and Wofford will also make their presence felt, if only for a little while. The Bears of Mercer University took the Atlantic Sun Conference title last Sunday. It's been 29 years since the Bears were at the Big Dance. Joining me now to discuss Mercer's recent success is head coach Bob Hoffman. Coach Hoffman, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You knocked off Florida Gulf Coast in your conference title game. This is the team that had eliminated you from title contention the previous 2 years. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great thing for our guys in the sense that it was the game to get to go to the NCAA tournament. And then last year, they were able to get us on our home court, cut the nets down. And this season, we knew we'd have to go to their place, and we're excited about the opportunity to return the favor, so to speak.
Well, no surprise that your players are excited. How about folks on the Mercer campus? How are they reacting to the conference championship and, of course, the news you'll play in the NCAA tournament?
Our student body's on spring break, so we haven't got to see most of them yet. That'll start happening on Sunday, probably around selection show. But I know everybody's thrilled and fired up and excited for what these guys have been able to accomplish. We have seven seniors, six of them been together for 4 years, so it's been an amazing track that they've been on, and these last three seasons being in postseason play have really helped us get to the point we're at today.
Do you have the kind of fans there who are going to be buying bus tickets or train tickets or plane tickets or whatever it takes to go see the team play?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. We'll have a great contingency wherever it is. Obviously, if it was in Raleigh or Orlando, it'd probably be a greater turnout. But I think wherever we land, our fans will follow and be excited about supporting these guys, not only because of the team that we have, but the kind of young men they are. And they've been great ambassadors for the university on and off the floor. And I know this is a great opportunity for us next week to showcase all those things.
I have heard Mercer's style described as heavy on defense and three-point shooting. For those of us who don't get the chance to see you play on a regular basis, does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think we take open threes. We'd love to get more layups if somebody would let us. I'd like that better. But we've averaged a little over 8 a game made and shooting right at 40% from threes. So that's pretty good. That's something we'll have to do against whoever we're matched up against next week.
29 years since Mercer has been to the tournament. Will your team be satisfied just to get to the dance, or will you look to knock off a couple of teams before everybody there is happy?
Yeah, I don't think so, because our first postseason appearance in the CIT, we finished at Utah State to win the championship. I mean, the last season, we were disappointed not to go to the NCAA after Florida Gulf Coast beat us. I think these guys will be ready, and I don't think they're going to be satisfied with where they're at.
Bob Hoffman is head coach of the men's basketball team at Mercer University, which will make its first NCAA tournament appearance since 1985. Coach Hoffman, good luck. We'll be following the results, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.